It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A park in Philadelphia, they're getting criticized for installing noise machines that make a high-pitched sound that only people under 25 can really hear.
That is amazing.
So they're designed to keep teenagers out of the park at night.
Yeah, but none of us can hear it.
I listened. I couldn't hear it.
I know. I listened to that, too. There's nothing.
So I guess we're fine.
That is interesting to me. We got to get our intern in here to see if he can hear anything.
Oh, that's right.
Weird. Or I don't know if you have to be there. You know,
right.
You got to, yeah.
Okay.
We're all going to sit
track him down and
listening to silence. Really? You can't hear that?
Woman in Missouri was so upset at the long wait at the DMV that she pulled out her gun.
Yeah.
Fired a couple of shots.
Crazy.
Didn't help her at all, though. Didn't, you know, move the line any faster. She didn't hit anybody, and thank God. But she's been arrested.
Sure.
That couple of people tackled her
at
the DMV because they're just as unhappy as she is.
Well, yeah, listen, lady, we're not happy either, but we don't have a gun.
Right.
Jeez.
Put that away.
Oh, man, I got to go to the DMV, too.
Now. Do you?
Now I got to be fearful of that.
Oh.
Some nutbag with a gun.
Uh-huh.
Probably only has 5 pair of underwear, too.
yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, listen. So in Florida, Charlotte County, police arrested Brian Arrigo. He was mooning the police. A deputy was conducting a traffic stop when he's 43 years old. He walked up, pulled his pants down, mooned him, ran off into the woods. Police finished up the traffic stop. Yeah, and looked for him. Found him. He was finishing his 32-ounce Miller beer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He was charged with possessing an open container and exposure. So, yeah, don't
go. Going by the name of Ernest T. Bass.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
The fact that the cop took the time to go into the woods to look for him.
I know. I got to finish writing this ticket, though, man. Oh, gosh. And, you know, I've got to read this one. This was out of Illinois. And police arrested Jennifer Yeager. Now, she was driving with her two daughters on the roof of the car.
Oh, no.
In an inflatable pool. Now, you know, you say this is kind of goofy, but she had the inflated pool on the top of her SUV, her Audi SUV, but that'll blow off, you know, if you just have that on there. And you can't just hold it down with the one hand like people do with their mattresses, Mike. So her kids climbed into the pool. She had them get in there so it wouldn't fly off of the car.
Oh, good thinking.
Right? Right? Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no engineering major, but it makes sense.
But that's against the law, isn't it?
It is. Oh, she was charged with reckless conduct and endangering the health of a child. Now, the kids weren't injured.
Right.
And, you know, everybody was okay, but they got the pool home, I'm sure, you know, after she was busted.
Yeah, filled it up, probably. Had fun?
Yeah, my kids helped me with this.
Yeah.
Come here, kids. Come here. Come on over
here. That's too bad.
No, but you know what? Family time, I suppose, and any form of that is important, isn't it? It is Thursday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.